Well, first of all, I don't know what it's like the implication of being self-employed. I don't know if like it has some legally and consequences. For example, I'm self-employed, but I'm going to pay my taxes and I'm going to fulfill all my obligations as a citizen, as a part of a community. So I'm going to make some assumptions that I don't know if they're right or wrong. But I'm going to say that if you're self-employed, you don't pay taxes. Also, all your earnings go straight to your pocket or your savings account. And I say that because the disadvantage of it is that it's a problem for the system. If you don't pay your taxes, if you don't contribute to your government, then there will be so many problems. Because like the province or your city is not getting all the resources to making things work, doesn't have the money to make more inversions. Investments, then things like the city, the projects of the cities, they're going to be like stopped because they don't have the resources to keep going and going on. Because if more people are working off from their homes and not presenting their incomes to the government, then how do you check and how do you and say to these people, please pay to me? But the advantage that I found, it's in the personal way. You'll be having more time, or your incomes go straight to you. You don't have to, there's no like a middle part as a company. So you have more time for you, for your family, less stress, because you don't have to fulfill to complete and schedule and moving from point A to point B, that most of time that takes time of your life, right? But it's good for you, but it's not really good for your community, because then you just stay apart from it. And you don't become part of the developing situation.